Hi. I just woke up, but your daughter is still asleep. I guess we stayed up too late talking about boys and watching movies. I went down to the bathroom, but then I noticed the light was on in your study and the door open a little bit. I guess I wanted to thank you for everything. Oh, no, don't worry about drinking in front of me. It's your house, after all. And I'm the one who came in here, so it's not a big deal. My mom drank when my dad left, so I'm not surprised that you drink after all that went on with you and Katie's mom. And Katie told me the other day that the divorce was going to finally go through today, so maybe you're celebrating. Or suffering. My mom did a little both when it was all over. She tried not to let the suffering affect me, though. She did everything she could to let me have a normal life as a child, even though money was always so tight. I know it hurt her when she had to tell me that Santa Claus wasn't going to be able to stop by the house that year. I guess it felt like, I don't know, like I was being abandoned twice. Once by my father and then Santa. Then on Christmas morning, there was a big bag of presents on the front step for me and my mom. And there was a note from Santa apologizing for not being able to fit down the chimney. Mom had cried a lot that year, but this was the first time I'd seen her cry because she was so happy, even though it was my first Christmas without a father. It was by far the best Christmas I'd ever had. I kept that note, along with all the other ones he wrote, or the ones I got for my birthday. I felt so special being the only girl getting presents on my birthday from Santa Claus. I think it kept me believing in him long after I should have. What finally convinced me otherwise was when I saw a note you had written for Katie to bring to school one day. I recognized that handwriting immediately. So, thank you, Santa. Oh, no, don't blush. It's nothing to be embarrassed about and everything to be proud of. I think my mom knew long before I did. I think she even developed a serious crush on you, even though you were married. But oh, she'd never act on it because she knew you'd never cheat on your wife. And she wasn't willing to even tempt you, so she dated a couple of men in the years since Daddy left. Some good, some bad. But none of them were you. But then your wife started cheating and then filed for divorce. Mom felt so bad for you and Katie after what had happened to our family, but at the same time, I could tell she was secretly hoping that things might not be fixed between you and Katie's mom. She'd been dressing nicer and started paying more attention to how she looks, and now that the divorce is final, I think she's going to make her move after you've had, a little while to, heal up a little bit. For the record, Katie and I think it's a great idea. I mean, we've always wanted to be sisters, and maybe, just maybe, we'll actually become sisters. We've even talked about how we could just share her room in this house if mom and I, sold the townhouse we live in. Then it would be like a slumber party every single night. Ah, I see you are blushing even more. It's cute, really. Don't worry about it. I can see you're thinking about my mom. She's still very attractive, and she's a much better fit for you than Katie's mom ever was. And she'd be a much better mom to Katie as well. Just as you'd be a much better father to me. I mean, you've been the only real strong male role model in my life for as long as I can remember. So I really do hope things work out between you and my mom. She would be the perfect wife for you. We could be the perfect family together. Katie and I would be the perfect daughter. Yes, it would be so great. There's just one small problem, though. My mom's not the only one with a big crush on you. I think mine started as soon as I found out who Santa really was. And it just grew and grew with every act of kindness after that. And seeing how much Katie loved you herself, I guess I knew nothing could ever happen between us. You weren't the type to prey on young girls, and you definitely weren't the type to cheat on your wife. But now, you're single again, and I'm not as young anymore. With luck, you won't be single for long. Because you and my mom will become an item. And I know, I know you'd never cheat on my mom, let alone with her daughter. Especially if I become your daughter too. But what if we made love now? When your first marriage is officially over? But before even a hint of something starts between you and my mom, then no one is being cheated on. There's other reasons not to do it because I'm not technically an adult yet and I'm your daughter's best friend, but those all go away if I never tell anyone. I even started going on birth control last year, just in case this opportunity ever came up. You're blushing again. You don't know what to say. I didn't think you would. I was always kind of hoping that after I gave you this speech, you'd just sweep me into your arms and carry me off to your bed. But I was thinking it was more likely you'd throw me out of the room. I guess we're somewhere between those two. But hey, I can work with that. You've been drinking tonight. Not too much, but enough where it's impaired your judgment. And the news of the divorce being final. I guess maybe that's left you feeling vulnerable. When your daughter's friend comes into your room, dressed only in her nightgown, and basically throws herself at you. I mean, I think most people would say that was just too much to refuse. Especially if I turn up the heat a little. I unwrapped so many gifts from you in the past, even if they said they were from Santa. Well, now, let me unwrap something for you. For both of us, really. This nightgown. excuse me. Wrapping paper was technically a gift from you, too. Well, from a gift card that Santa left me. I would sleep in it at least once a week and do all kinds of very, very naughty things to myself. But I was thinking of you doing even naughtier things to me. Oh, I'm being naughty right now, aren't I? I'm standing here all naked, even posing a little in front of a man old enough to be my father. I'm trying to seduce him clumsily, I guess, but I am young and attractive, and it's been a long time since Katie's mother moved out. And much longer since she started making you sleep on the spare bed over there. That's a long time for a mature, virile man like you to go without sex or love. But I'm willing to give you both just for tonight. Then we forget about what happened. You and my mom are free to see each other. And I start thinking more about boys my own age. And maybe, if I get married someday, you are the father who gives me away at my wedding. But before we even think about you giving me away, wouldn't you like to take me? Just once. So I can properly thank you. And get over this silly crush I have on you. Here, let me stand right in front of you. Let me take your hands and put them on my waist. You used to put them where? When I was smaller, to lift me up. I always liked it when you picked me up because your hands were so big. So strong. You stopped picking me up as I got bigger, but that's when I started to want your hands on me more and more. Except, not just my waist. I wanted them up here, on my breasts. Yes, right there. Oh, your hands. Just as strong and still big. But I'm bigger too. And the last time you picked me up, I didn't have these breasts. They're a sneak preview of what my mom's breasts are like, except hers are bigger. But they're still firm like mine too. Oh, yes. And the nipples are exactly the same. Oh, and I bet hers are just as sensitive as mine. Now, if you'll let me guide your hands again. My hips aren't nearly as womanly as hers, but then again, I haven't had a baby yet. I hope to have a figure like her someday, but maybe there's one place where I have an advantage over her. Can I? I can show it to you if you just let me move your hand between my legs. That's exactly the spot. Oh, I'll bet my pussy is so much tighter than my mom's. After all, I've never given birth or even had a cock in it. Until now. It's never even had a finger in it. And it's never been so wet before. Oh, I'm sure you'll still like my mom's pussy, but I want you to enjoy mine first. So please, pick me up one more time. Just scoop me up in your arms. Yes, just like when I was a little girl again, carry me over to the bed and then lie me down on it. Like you're going to tuck me in? I'll stay on top of the sheets because I'm depending on you to cover me like a blanket. Go ahead. Please. Please just lie on top of me. I'll open my legs for you happily, but nervously. You don't mind that I'm a little scared, do you? I mean, my mom won't be this nervous. She's had experience, but not too much. She's been waiting for the right guy to come along, just like me. I don't think she's ever imagined that we were waiting for the same man. It's okay though. I just want one time with you, and then you're all hers. Go ahead. Go ahead, put it in. Please. I don't think it's possible for me to get any wetter or any more ready. I already told you I'm on birth control, so I'm not gonna ruin things for you and Mom before they even start, or for me before I even graduate. And I promised Mom I wouldn't have a baby when I was young. Not like her. Not like when she had me. Even though you're a much better father than mine ever was. So as much as I'd love for you to be the father of my child, I'll settle for you being my stepfather. But first I want you as my lover. Please make love to me. Please slowly slide it inside of me. Slowly. Oh, you've just made a little girl's dream come true. Even if I'm not so little anymore. Oh, and I don't feel like a girl anymore either. I'm making love. So I guess that makes me a woman. A very, very happy woman. But you can make me even happier, I think. And I can make you happy too. Even if I don't have any experience. But I'm very, very eager to please. Oh, you're so gentle. I knew you would be. Your cock is as big and strong as your hands, but just as careful. Oh, you slide in and out, in and out, in and out of my pussy so tenderly, trying not to hurt me. Even though I wouldn't care at all that much. Oh, and it's starting to feel better and better the more you do it. Oh, I hope this feels just as good for you. I want to come from this. Oh, but this is so much more for you than for me, to thank you all for everything. And the only way to pay you back that I can, I want to be the best lover for you right now. And I can be the best daughter for you later. Oh, I know. I know you and my mom will be great together. I won't mind too much knowing that you're doing for her. What you're doing for me right now. She never, never. ever needs to know we did it together first. You're getting so close. So close to having an orgasm with the man I love. The man I love more than my own father. The one who might be my stepfather. Oh, if I'm really lucky. And my mom is too. But right now, I'm lucky just to be making love with you. I never thought I'd have this chance. This chance to feel you inside of me. To make you feel so good. To have you make me feel so good. The chance. The chance to share an orgasm with you. Yes. Fuck. Is this what it's like? God. I'm coming. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're making me feel so good. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh, you're gonna make such a good man for her. Oh, my mom deserves you so, so much. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you so much for that. It meant as much to me as all the presents Santa gave me. You gave me the gift of love and sex. Now, maybe you'll give me the gift of having a stepfather and the best stepsister ever. Maybe even a little brother or sister, because you and my mom are still so young. Although, if you and mom don't work out for some reason, it's not too long before I turn 18. If I can't be your stepdaughter, I would definitely settle for being your wife. Either way, Katie gets a stepmom. I just don't think she'd ever imagine it would be me.